نعم الحمد لله بوبين دي نحن البرنسيبل المسائل الطريق ان تزكية نفس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them in one of the hadiths in this meaning that don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test you and send tests to you. Ask afiyat, well-being, but if tests come, then be patient. Phir wo to jis bande pe duniya mein imtihan aaye, imtihanat, a person who goes through different tests, he is portrayed or he tests are put by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is examined, he should be patient, sabr karna chahiye. But a person who is not put into test and Allah azza wa jal forgives him without and gives him well-being, he is more in a better position, that he has not been put or she has not been put in danger. So if a person who's kisi pe bimari aayi hai, someone has illnesses, or someone is getting grief from their wife or their children or any other neighbor or actually from the people or the society are persecuting them. So if someone is, then unko sabr karna chahiye. But agar kisi ko nahi hai and easily they alhamdulillah practice deen as they want and they are just flowing easily to and towards their purpose, to usko Allah ka shukr ada karna chahiye. That person should be thankful, not looking at other people that they are put in test, and this person says, why I am not put in a test, why I am not in exam, because then a person will be in danger. And the person who is not tested, he is not in danger. You see, the danger of failure is for which person? Who is in a test, who is not in a test. What is the danger of failure? Uske na fail hai na wo pass hai, he is actually as he is and he is going towards his purpose. So similarly, in the spiritual sense and inwardly, people who are not put through tests, when they are doing zikr, muraqabah, or on a spiritual journey, they are alhamdulillah in a better position. They should thank Allah azza wa jal for that, compared to them being put in danger. But the people who are put in danger, they also should be steadfast and patient. So this is the example of those people that who, especially in the spiritual aspect, they don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them from shayateen and also from the nafs and their imaginations and other tests from Allah azza wa jal. For example, they don't see any visions or any spiritual beings, or nothing happens to them spiritually as such. So ye jo log hain, these people really are blessed people, meaning that they have a blessing from Allah. If they are walking and they are traversing the path of spirituality, they are doing their amal regularly, they are doing their amal and whatever zikr practice, otherwise they have been given, they are doing it, or in seclusion or khalwa, wherever they go, in hajj or umrah, if they have not been shown anything spiritually, dream or anything, these people are saved from the tests. Wo log bach gaye hain. Like in the physical world, if someone does not go through illnesses, financial loss, loss of fruit, loss of a person's health, a loss of other relations, and other, there are million and one different type of tests in outer world, health, family-wise, social, all the time. So similarly, in the spiritual world, somehow people have this wrong idea. In the physical world, they say, oh Allah, what he has going through, save me from that, I don't want that. But in spiritual world, sometimes people, shaitan put in their mind that when they see other people being tested or read books, they also want actually matters like this, and they don't know that these people did not want as well. But it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just testing them as he wills. But they are foolish to ask because the other people, they even did not want. So that this mistake, those people fall into this mistake, especially who are not very much well versed in the science of self-purification, tazkiya nafsul, tariq, and the tasawwuf from Muslims and also non-Muslims. Because when they read the books of Awliya Allah, and because many of the Awliya Allah, they have been put into test and a very severe type of test, and they have written their testimonies and their biographies themselves sometimes. So they think that these are the things one should long for, or one should, they should come towards a person. While this was something they did not want, but they, it had actually come to them. And they passed it. Now this person who is sitting in comfort of home and is not being taken somewhere, is not being tested, is doing the amal himself. Alhamdulillah, by the will of Allah, by His grace and mercy, this person should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But people do it opposite. Remember, now I again say this word, that people think opposite. They have this idea, wrong idea, that they want to see things, they want to actually such feelings, such feelings of ecstasy and other matters which are not in their reach, which are beyond, but they don't know that they, if they come, they are a test. If they don't come, a person is more safe because he does not have to face the danger. So a person who brings something on himself, he brings 5-10 snakes and then says, how, now I will show how to get out of this room. So he himself puts himself in danger. And people who do not have this, they are safe. But if a person is sitting somewhere but the snakes fall from the ceiling or they come out of ground, ab usne to bachna hi hai, he has to actually face them, he has to struggle, he has to devise a strategy how to save himself. But if other people who are sitting will comfortably, safe and secure in their room, they say that person is having a good time, enjoyable time running here and there and playing with the snakes and trying to escape. I should also have that. That is the example of those people who want actually to go through other matters. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned iman, taqwa, amali saliha, steadfastness, continuity and nek amal, abstaining from sins, iman and the ghaib. But he has not emphasized on matters like this, kafiyat and ahwal and other matters. As I have mentioned to you before, shaitan actually has seen all these things himself, but he is now not going back to Jannah. He's not coming, he's not doing good and righteous acts. So many people have this idea that they, if they see something, they are going to, if they see an angel, if they see heaven, they are going to actually become pious, righteous. That's not true really. It's not always the case. As shaitan, you have know yourself that he has experienced all these things, even seen angels, prophets, and there's no doubt in his mind that these are true prophets and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Lord. But he's not returning. Similarly, other his followers from Shayateen, they also know, and Jinnat, but they knowingly, they are worshipping him. Knowingly they are worshipping Shaitan, knowingly he is evil and he's against actually Allah Azza wa Jal. So they are doing that. So those people also who have the idea, sometimes people become upset that you explain something so easily and so clearly to someone and they are not accepting your message. For example, you are preaching them, you are giving the message of deen, you are saying to them that there is your salvation and your success lies, there is your failure, brother, look, we are going to die, and there is akhira, and you make the matter such clear and they don't respond to you positively, and a person becomes upset that why this is happening. So this is the lower level, but I am saying even they have seen it, still if they want, they are going to turn away. So people, if by explanation and by spiritual power they were going to believe, they would have believed in all prophets, because the prophets were source and fountain of all spiritual power in them, and their personality and their means and their way, method of explanation, no one had better than that. But people need not believe. They themselves are signs of Akhirah, signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is sign of Allah. It is there now. It is here with us. How many people are believing? So a person should not fall into this trap of shaitan. Especially people who, shaitan shows many things. Sometimes they are from shaitan, sometimes from actually also Allah azza wa jal as well. But there is no doubt that it is still actually a test for a person. So we discussed about anwarat and some lights and visions people see. So inshallah I will just slightly elaborate on that, okay, so that you have some more knowledge and more explanation. Our mashayikh actually have mentioned this in their books and also in their writings, and it is derived from Quran and Sunnah itself. So when a person sets on a spiritual journey, as I have mentioned to you, that different things might happen to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might test him in different ways. But a person should not adopt something himself for him. Should not adopt a way for himself. Leave it to Allah azza wa jalla and ask for afiyah. So for example, I'll just give you an example. So Sayyidina Shaykh Akbar Muhayyiddin Ibn al-Arabi rahmahullah says to people who go into spiritual journey or actually seclusion or retreat or khalwa or anything, he says that he mentioned many things, but I am only going to mention the things which are relevant to our topic of visions and things like this. He says, be sure that you are articulate what you intend in this journey. Let your covenant at your entry into the retreat be that when you enter this field of spirituality or a retreat or seclusion or otherwise a spiritual journey, say, let your covenant, this should be your covenant, that there is nothing like unto God. There is nothing like God. Laisa kamislihi shay. Main kehta rahta hu logo ko, then people still say, I see God in the dream, I see God in the vision, he said this to me. And I 1 million times I said to them that there is nothing like unto God. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, Laisa kamislihi shay, that there is Allah Paak ki tarah kuch koi bhi nahi. There is nothing which is like God. And many non-Muslims who go into retreats, and they also say that God spoke to us, and especially our Christian fellows and colleagues, they speak very frequently when during their speeches and say that, oh, God has said this to me, God is saying now this to me, that you are a blessed person. There's no doubt in their sincerity, but in the fact that what the message where they're getting from, what they are seeing is God or not, that is actually questionable. And as mostly it is a shaitanic idea which a person is posing as God actually to people. So Shaykh Muhayyiddin Ibn al-Arabi, another our Mashayikh, this is unanimous declaration, that there's nothing like unto God, and to each form that appears to you in the retreat and says, I am God. So, you know, that aside other things, what you see. The Imam is saying, the Shaykh is saying, the brother, mashallah, they will remember this blessed saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Shaykh Muhayyiddin Ibn al-Arabi, that they visited his, when they went to Iraq and Syria, they visited his shrine and his tomb and his mazar and the mosque where he now is resting. Aap bahut bade Allah ke wali the, and he was very high level awliya Allah amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تو آپ نے فرمایا کہ that person, this should be a covenant, he should become, make a promise to himself, his mind, heart and everything, ready, that he says that every form, let aside other things, every form that appears to you in your spiritual journey, seclusion, retreat or in other in the tariq, and no matter how the form looks, it says I am God, وہ کہتے ہیں میں خدا ہوں, he said say far exalted be God above that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is far beyond that actually. Say to her that you are through God, you are creation of God, you are through God. Remember the form of what you say, turn your attention from it and occupy yourself with the zikr continually. Dekhna hoga na. Ab humare ye hai ki kisi ko agar koi let aside actually something actually saying that I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Koi roshni nazar aaye, some color or some actually seen, and people just actually sway completely to that. And whatever they are doing whatever they have been said in the zikr or maraqaba, they leave that and they are just actually seeing the scenes. So it is wrong actually to do that. So the Shaykh says that actually you actually continue with your zikr, apna zikr karo, don't actually run. So this he is saying actually to those people who see, who do not see, alhamdulillah, they are safe, there is fazal of Allah on them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not testing them severely as such. But because shayateen also comes to them, people who are going on the two paths, so all the time they can happen. So that's why the mashayikh, the awliya Allah, they mention these things, so that people, two categories of people, one who are not tested, that is one category, they should just continue with their amal. The other which are tested and they are seen, so some guidance must be given to them as well, that what they are going to do. Unhone kya karna hai? What they have to do. So it is for this second category. Eh? He said this is one covenant. The second one is that you will not seek from him in retreat, and especially in this journey of tariqah and in the retreat, anything other than himself. So this is a high level covenant, but still it is worthwhile listening. Person who will act on it, he obviously will be a blessed person. He said that a person should not seek from him in retreat anything other than himself. And that you will not attach your power of heart, your attention to anything other than him. We don't need anything except Allah. کی ذات کے ہم یعنی ان دس جرنی اسپیشلی ان ریٹریٹ اینڈ اے پرسن ہو از آن اینی اسپرچل جرنی آف طریقہ دیٹ اے پرسن پرائمری کنسرن ون شوڈ ناٹ سیک اینی تھنگ فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ایکسپٹ ہم سیلف اینڈ اے پرسن شوڈ ناٹ اٹیچ ہز ہارٹ ہز اٹینشن ہز افیلیشن ٹو اینی تھنگ ادر دین ہم تو یہ لوگ اور جو بندے دیز پیپل ول بی سیوڈ پیپل ادر پیپل ہو ہیو لیفٹ اوپن شیطان کین کم ان مینی کلرز اور اف اللہ عزوجل ہمسیلف ٹیسٹ یو سی وین ہی میکس ٹو سم ون اے فرینڈ اٹس ناٹ آؤٹ آف نتھنگ یو جسٹ سے دیٹ ہی از مائی فرینڈ اف اے پرسن سیز آئی ایم فرینڈ آف اللہ دیٹ ہی بیکمز فرینڈ آف نو دیٹ پرسن از ٹیسٹڈ وین یو میک فرینڈ ہاؤ مچ یو ایکچولی اکارڈنگ ٹو یور نالج اینڈ یور ایکسپیرینس یو تھنک دیٹ از دس پرسن ورتھ وائل میکنگ اے فرینڈ اور ناٹ آپ خود سوچتے ہو. When you know someone will change colors very quickly and someone is going to leave you in the time of need, you know the nature, you are not going to make that person a friend. So when Allah Azza wa Jal is making a person a friend, he will test that person. And he will nearly to friend nahi banega Allah Paka. Person have actually to show and actually go through certain tests if Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, but in order for him to actually reach that level, he will have to go through a process. Allah already knows what that person is. Lekin, this person, if he wants to be friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should have attachment with his Lord, his friend, who he is longing for, not for the things. Things are already there in the creation. So the Shaykh says that, Rahmahullah says, and if everything in the universe should be spread before you, that agar puri kainat mein har cheez tumhare samne hai, jannat, or alam-e-ghaib ki cheezein from this unseen world, from this world, he said, everything is spread, receive it graciously, but do not stop there. Agar koi nemat milti hai bande ko duniya mein, a person should thank Allah Azza wa Jal, but one should not entangle one's heart with it. Don't give it, don't occupy your heart and your energy and your with it. Don't stop. Persist in your quest, for He is testing you. That go further, don't actually stop there. And the Shaykh says that because He is, Allah is testing you. Allah Paak imtihan le rahe hain aapka agar. If He is content on something in the universe, a materialistic thing, He is the person that He will again, when after reaching, He will again, if He finds anything materialistic or any other thing He is attached to, He will fall back. So Allah does not make that person His friend in His knowledge. So, lekin shaitan jo hai, he had something in his mind. Something he had, he wanted something other than Allah. If he, as the Shaykh is saying, if he wanted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and he had not attached any of his himma, his attachment to his nafs at all, so he would have not fallen down. Lekin wo pocha to bada high, ab he went very high. But because he had not got this, he was not steadfast on this matter, which the Imam is saying, or our Mashayikh has said. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and shower His infinite mercy on this, on the arwah and on these Mashayikh actually, that who have made the path and the dangers of the path so clear for the people travelling after them, that there is no possibility of left actually, of deviance, except a person himself actually want to become deviant, and he does not follow them. So he says that persist in your quest, for he is testing you. If you stay with what is offered, he will escape you. You might get that thing, but Allah Azza wa Jal's closeness, His marifa, His muhabba, whatever you wanted, that will escape you. To uska kya fayda? Phir aap woh makhlooq ke saath hi rahe. You are also a creation and you are. Agar aap you, if you accept what you are offered, meaning any vision, any other dream, any state, any physical nemat of this world. Physical nemat bhi ho sakti hai aap duniya mein. Maal o dholat, wealth, izzat, honor, other things, prestige, fame, name. Whoever will be happy on these things and will offer and be content on these matters, then Allah is going to escape. Allah's closeness, His marifa is going to escape. And that was what you wanted originally. And ab kya fayda kar? Makhlooq, aapko ek makhlooq hi mil gayi. So if you get an, if let's say, in from the world of imagination, a world of the unseen, if you, after all doing all the mujahada, you get an angel with you. Ab ek farishta aapko mil gaya hai. Wo farishta hi mila, Allah to nahi aapko mila. The angels themselves are in one place, and want the closeness of Allah. So farishte to jo hain, they are other creation, left aside shayateen and people who are after jinnat and possessing jinnat. Hame bhi koi zikr bata do, koi jinn kabu ho jai. You can just actually imagine how petty and how contemptible their intention or their level or what they actually want is. Wo kitni neech cheez jo hai. Wo chahte hain. So he will escape you, but if you attain him, now this is the second thing, wisdom, full of wisdom, he said. So further he said, he's testing you. If you stay with what is offered, he will escape you. But if you attain him, nothing will escape you. If you attain him, agar Allah will gaya, then nothing has escaped you. Then all the kingdom and whatever the universe contains, that is in the power of Allah. So if you are Allah, then actually everything is you have. So it's not that you're losing everything, but you will gain everything. So if you attain him, then nothing will escape you. Phir kuch bhi nahi hai jo aapko nahi mil. So there's nothing you can't get. Because of Allah ke saath. Now that is a different matter that you won't want anything. But there's nothing beyond now actually which will escape you. Because Allah, the Lord, is the medium. So if you know this, then know that God tests you through what He spreads before, what He spreads and shows before you. So Salman is saying that if you know this, then you know that this is a test. And whatever is shown, both outwardly, inwardly, spiritually, physically, physical nemat bhi ho sakti hain. Kisi ko biwi, bache milte hain, aur wo bada khush hai. And koi achhi job mil gayi hai, wo bada khush hai. Lekin Allah ko bhool gaya hai. These are tests for you. Similarly, in the spiritual realm, they are tests for people. So we really are making a mess of our life, spiritually and physically. Now we lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are tested physically with the outward matters, and we lose Him when we are tested spiritually. We fall for the lower things, we fall for the other thing, creation, and losing our relationship with the Creator. While these mashayikh and saliheen and awliya, they have got every day fell only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of the things which people see and fond of, the Shaykh had mentioned. So what some people see, the first discloses you is his, to some people it might be disclosed, many people it happens, his gift of command over the material order. It is the unveiling of the sensory world which is hidden from you, so that walls and shadows do not veil you from what people are doing in their houses. So ye ahle fath ko, people who are get the opening. Now this is not open, divine opening as always, as we, everyone's here. And you remember that Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabar Rahimahullah also mentioned that the first thing when many people see in ahle fath, the opening is that the sensory, their image, their vision expands so much that walls and veils, they do not stop them. They can see what people are doing if they divert their attention. So that walls and shadows do not veil you from what people are doing in their houses. Now this is not actually that you got the best thing by ye bahut aala cheez mil gayi hai. And as the Shaykh has said, if you become content there, then actually many people think this is a great thing. By to know what people are doing in secret and other things, if they know. While this is known by many magicians, and they, due to using jinnat and other things, they can know. These are very many petty matters actually. Other creation also is given. So, and there are techniques people sometimes they practice as mind reading and knowing. Some, as if it happens to only Allah, it is karamat, that is their wisdom. But they don't ask for these things. They just actually get that without asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows the animal. But they are not interested in there at all. However, if God has informed you of anyone's secrets, you are obliged to preserve it from exposure. So the Shaykh is now, you are learning that how to those people react to these things. By kis tarah karna. So this also applies to the person who without any inner insight, he just knows out of some news or telephone conversation or through a letter, you know someone's secret, someone's amal, someone else. Then it also applies to that person as well. Usko bhi, jab in aankhon se dekho ya or the spiritual eyes. Same for both things. You should, you are obliged to preserve it from exposure. Usko dusron ko nahi batana. For if you were to expose it and say this one is a fornicator, but ye zani hai, and this one is a drunkard, ye sharabi hai, and this one is a slanderer, this one is a thief, you yourself would be the greater sinner, and indeed Satan would have entered into you. Agar tum is tarike pe chaloge, to you will become a sinful, a greater sinner than that person even. And Shaitan would really have entered you. This is a Shaitanic idea. So awliyaullah, people, righteous people who have passed these tests, they, even if things are open, 10, 15, 20, 40 years a person might, they might see, and they know, they would never mention anything to him. Never think about it as well. And they would know, but they would know, it will be clear as actually, it is light now. Lekan unka jo amal, their steadfastness and their perseverance, their reaction is as such that they don't know anything. Woh logon ke saath shafqat, rahmat, and se pesh aate hain. But this is so for so some people, if it is shown that if they react wrongly, as Imam is saying, they have lost the way then. So people fall into this trap. So this also applies to, as I say, that if you know with these eyes, with these ears, you have heard or you have seen from people that that person is doing this, that person is doing this. If you are also passing this message here and there, you also are, shaitan has entered you, but shaitan aapke paas aa gaya hai, and you are also more sinful than them. Usme wo to ek ek guna kar rahe hain aur aap kitne gunahon ka tazkara kar rahe hain unko. They are doing one sin and you are doing so many things. So act in accordance with the divine effect of the divine name of As-Sattar, the Wailer. So the Imam is saying that this is how to react is. Is Allah ka naam ko yaad karo, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, that As-Sattar, the Wailer, the one who covers the faults and who knows every and each minute thing of creation, and he covers. Soche ke mere guna Allah ne cover ki hue hain. So he should act according to this divine name. So this applies to both to physical and spiritual people who know through physical sensual means or spiritual means. Unko bhi, jaise the purification of the seven sensual organs. It's the same thing, but in a different way. And if this person were to come to you, warn him privately about his actions and counsel him to have shame before God and not to transgress God's limit. If you want, privately you should inform that person, counsel him, give him sincerity. Turn away from this type of perception as much as possible and occupy yourself with dhikr. Again, phir yahi keh rahe hain, agar ye cheez khul jaye bande pe, if this opens this matter, he said, occupy yourself as much as possible with the zikr and turn away from this thing. Don't actually, because what are you going to gain actually looking at the faults of people, what they are doing? Koi kuch nahi milna mujhe. So the many matters, the Shaykh says, that which are portrayed to the person in visions and dreams, he said, this descent is difficult since no one knows what is meant by these forms except a prophet or whomever God wills amongst the righteous. But inka matlab jo hai, many visions matters, except a prophet, the prophet or actually anyone from the, God wills amongst the righteous, they know. So this also is why is he saying this. One of the reason is that person should not give meaning to his vision dream himself, because as he have mentioned that these forms in the state of wakefulness or in the state of semi-consciousness, whatever a person sees, he should not give meaning to that, because actually they are known by the prophet or actually whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from the righteous people. So do not concern yourself with this. If you are offered something to drink, choose water. This is another thing which many people, they are offered to eat, eating, drinking in visions. So alhamdulillah, mashallah, many of the brothers who go through our path, and it is a blessing of Allah that these things mostly do not happen to them. To some it happens, and it is Allah's ma'adala bil, but to it's Allah's mercy and His compassion that it is in God, and your person is put in test. So another thing He's saying, that if you offer something to drink, choose water. If there's no water amongst the offerings, choose milk. And if both of them are presented to you, combine the water and the milk. Now imagine that a person who doesn't know how to react, what will he do? How severe test he is in. وہ تو یا دودھ لے لے گا یا پانی لے لے گا. واٹ ول از گوئنگ ٹو ڈو؟ سو اف از آفر بوتھ دین کمبائن دا واٹر اینڈ دا ملک. یہ ہے. دس آلسو اپلائز ٹو ہنی. ڈرنک اٹ. بی کیئرفل آف ڈرنکنگ وائن ان لیس اٹ از مکسڈ ود رین واٹر. تو یہ دیکھیں ہاؤ سیٹل ٹیسٹ دیر آر. دا پرسن ہیو ٹو میک دا رائٹ چوائسز. اف ہی میکس دا رانگ چوائس دین ہی از گوئنگ ٹو. دس واٹ جبرائیل علیہ السلام سیڈ ٹو رسول اللہ سلم دا نائٹ آف معراج وین وائن اینڈ ملک اور ہنی واز پریزنٹڈ اینڈ رسول اللہ سلم اڈاپٹڈ ملک اور ہنی رادر دین ایکچولی وائن. اینڈ جبرائیل علیہ السلام سیڈ دس از اے ویری بلیسڈ چوائس وچ یو ہیو میڈ. اف یو ہیو میڈ دی ادر چوائس دیر وڈ ہیو بین ادر کانسیکوینسز فار یور امہ. اگر انبیاء کو اتنی دیکھنا اف از رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پروفیٹس نو واٹ ٹو چوز بٹ اف دی تھنگز ہیپن ٹو یو سو از این دیٹ پرسن بلیسڈ؟ از این دیٹ پرسن سیف دیٹ ہو از ناٹ پٹ ان ٹو دیز ٹیسٹ؟ اب پانی آ گئی اینڈ یو ہیو ٹو ٹیک ون تھنگ سو واٹ وڈ یو ڈو؟ بٹ الحمد للہ دیز آر ریٹن بیکاز ایٹ لیسٹ اور ٹولڈ ٹو پیپل دیٹ دوز پیپل ہو گو تھرو سو دیٹ دے نو ایز ویل دے ہیو این آئیڈیا واٹ ٹو ڈو. Refrain from drinking otherwise even if it is mixed with the water or rivers and spring. Occupy yourself with dhikr until the world of imagination is lifted from you and the world of abstract meaning free of matter is revealed to you. So he says occupy yourself with the dhikr. That in this journey, normally this happens through the dhikr or a person marakhba. So a person is again and again coming back to what everyone can do is whatever zikr one has mentioned. He said, occupy yourself with the remembrance until the remembered manifests himself to you and calling him to memory is effaced in the actual recollection of him. However, the vanishing of zikr is the essence not only contemplation but also of sleep. The way of distinguish between them is that contemplation leaves its evidence and is followed by bliss, whereas a sleep leaves nothing and it is followed on awakening by remorse and the asking of forgiveness. So, ye jo abhi maine padha, what does it mean? Kaun batayega mujhe? Just to also test you, where aapko samajh bhi aa rahi hai ki aap sirf sun hi rahe ho. So, what are the 2-3 lines I just read, what do they mean? Iska kya matlab hai? Kaun batayega? Anyone, brother? Yes, come on. Because the purpose is actually that you understand and you are able to actually articulate and to express and to understand. Brother Shalam, aapka kya khayal hai jo maine abhi padhai? It is obviously your language, English mein hai, Urdu hai na, Farsi hai na. So I'll read again. Occupy yourself with dhikr remembrance until the remembered manifests himself to you and calling him to memory is effaced in the actual recollection of him. However, this vanishing of dhikr is the essence not only of contemplation but also of sleep. The way to distinguish between them is that contemplation leaves its evidence and is followed by bliss, whereas sleep leaves nothing and is followed on awakening by remorse and asking for forgiveness. Ab bataye. Now anyone, Ansha, mashallah, you all should try. اس کا کیا مطلب ہے ان یور اون ورڈز؟ واٹ ہیو یو انڈرسٹوڈ فرام اٹ؟ کیا ہے کیا کہہ رہے ہیں؟ اور دیر اینی ورڈ یو ہیو ناٹ انڈرسٹوڈ پھر بھی بتائیں، آپ کو اس کا میننگ بتائیں. حضرت وسیم، آپ کو کیا سمجھ آیا اسے؟ Thank you. ठीक है चलो और कोई एनीवन एल्स हाँ जी जरूर कोशिश करें इंशाल्लाह यू हैव टू ट्राई एनीवन एल्स डिफिकल्ट मैटर नहीं इट्स क्वाइट इजी इट्स रिटन एंड इट्स यू हर्ड इट नाउ ट्वाइस दो दफा आपने सुना है किसको समझ नहीं आई हु हैव नॉट अंडरस्टूड जस्ट पुट योर हैंड अप बट जिसको समझ नहीं आई उनको चलिए ठीक है इसलिए मैं कहता हूँ गौर से सुना करें एंड इफ यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड एनीथिंग ऑलवेज एक्चुअली आस्क आफ्टर वाज द शेख बेसिकली इट इज बीइंग सेड इज कि दैट इफ अ पर्सन इज डूइंग जिक्र जब वो बंदा जिक्र कर रहा है तो सम टाइम अ पर्सन इन द अवेयरनेस ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहाना व तआला फॉल्स becomes unconscious in a sense. He becomes in a semi-conscious state or he falls as he, it looks sleep to him. That he doesn't remember what he's been doing. So the Shaykh is actually saying there here that to how to tell difference that that person have slept or that person have really gone annihilated in the zikr. So because the state is similar. So wo ye bata rahe hain that if that person during zikr due to the absorption or annihilation in about thinking of with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and if that's happened he said that is that's followed by a bliss meaning that actually the heart opens the opening of the heart takes place meaning there is sukoon there is a pleasure in the sense actually that a person is feeling coolness and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wherever if the sleep has overtaken, if that state has been in the sleep, so that is followed by if a person gets up and he finds remorse and that he has forgotten and lost or agitation or constriction, then he is saying that that is sleep. So this happens to many people who during zikr, and many of you actually also come that I mentioned to you that you, yes, that is true. It is very similar state person can physically you can't tell difference if someone is sleeping or in doing zikr. So some people doing zikr they go sleep and they are actually in the higher level of zikr, and some people doing zikr they sleep, they are actually just sleeping, they are not alert, they are just in the level of sleep. So the sign of that is that they also they feel remorse and there's no contentment. The others is actually that they feel opening, expansion and a pull towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ye bhi hai. I think we will inshallah do the rest of the next time agli dafa karenge. This is sufficient. Now you can just imagine that the difficulties and people who are saved from this difficulty were not put into the spiritual test, how safe they are, how easy journey is, how Allah Azza wa Jal is becoming merciful to them. There are so many other things which we inshallah will discuss as well, which happen to people, how you should react to. Or these things, if it's English it is written and you are not understanding what you are saying, then when you experience how you are going to distinguish. When you actually happen, so a person should be from head to toe actually immersed in thankfulness of Allah Azza wa Jal, that if Allah Subhanahu wa Taala forgives you and not puts you in any test, and you are in with well-being, you are traveling the path equally. And in our path, Alhamdulillah, by the fazl of Allah, the person does not get very frequent interruptions from shayateen or nafs or according to the level of the person, some people are tested by Allah Azza wa Jal. But if they cling and if they follow the guidance of the mashayikh as they go through, they are also saved. Only danger is the person who by himself actually thinks that he has reached somewhere or he has seen God. As I said, that people, many people see, a form come to them and see, I am God and I am Allah. And they think that we are. Ab kya zarurat hai kisi ki? Who do we need now? Ab to kisi ki zarurat nahi. That when we are in direct communication with God, we have a direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we don't need anyone. Well, that might be just a form which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. That might be shaitan actually portraying himself as God, or there's so many other possibilities. But the golden rule is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing like Allah. So nothing, Allah azza wa jal does not have any forms. His qualities can manifest. Like Quran is his sifa. So we can, but it's not Allah, it is the sifat, part of the sifat of the Kalam is the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. But directly we cannot even contemplate or see the word of Allah. We only see the words of Quran. The direct revelation that came was on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the true and original sense. And we have actually copies of that. But yes, it contains the light and guidance of the uncreated light, as Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbah rahmatullah alayhi says. Now, any question, query, anything you have not understood?
Yeah. If a person doing zikr of maqam and finally he went to sleep, and then from judging him, as soon as he's feeling remorse, meaning in the second, does he have to make copies amal again?
He just does it approximately what he has missed. So let's say he was doing zikr for 20 minutes and he knows that approximately after 10 minutes this state occurred to him, then he should do the other 10 minutes. He doesn't have to repeat all of it. Or kuch anything ji farmaye.
Mentioned regarding explanation about the milk and the water, for example, was it just a literal meaning or meaning mean something else?
It's literally in a vision or in a dream. If a person have the power of choice, he has actually, that's what he does. It's just given an example that how things happen to people sometimes. And the people in this world, they are tested day and night. You have choices. A woman might actually come and invite you, a girl might give you an invitation, you might have an opportunity of actually stealing or fraud and these things. You have to make the right choice. Similarly, as I said, in the spiritual world, they are a test, but they are more subtle. So Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on people, on those people who have not. And He also have mercy on those people that who are put in test. They have the ability to, if they use the right choices, they have the ability and they seek guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. Or if they don't know, then they should just submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they are saved as well. But you see, these are difficult matters, so mashallah, that person is at ease, that person is very clear, that person is at ease and comfort who is not have to face these things. Like our three, at least simply goes, passes through, alhamdulillah, he's reached the purpose. But this all is for those people, firstly, who are faced with this, and secondly, who have not done, and they should not wish for these things. But dangerous above. There are more chances of being harmed actually, rather than benefit. Anything else anyone wants to mention? If you've not understood, listen to it again and again and ask others who have understood a little bit more, inshallah, or myself as well, and others to explain. Because if these things happen, then mashallah you know, and plus you are learning the principles of the tariqah. These are principles and some of the details of the masail of tariqah. People who are unaware and they just jump into spirituality and muraqabat or other matters, retreats, they let themselves actually be exposed to a great danger. Either the person should be qualified himself to do, if he knows, and if he's not, then he has to just rely on someone to follow someone. That is the easy way.